Hello, and welcome to the Cancer Horizons podcast. In each episode, you'll hear from patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals to do what CURE does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. Kathy Stilego, two-time breast cancer survivor and author, has been keeping patients with breast cancer informed for more than 20 years. In her book, The Complete Guide to Breast Reconstruction, Choosing the Best Options After Your Mastectomy, she aims to give women and men an objective guide to their options after undergoing surgery. Now in its fifth edition, she addresses how breast reconstruction is an evolving field, with new protocols, procedures, and techniques for patients with breast cancer. She also focuses on other areas, including the emotional aspect of breast cancer, advice for families and friends, and how patients can advocate for themselves. With this book, she wants patients with breast cancer to know that they don't have to undergo breast reconstruction or the other options detailed in the book. Rather, she wants patients to know all of their options and give the information needed to make the best decision for them. In this episode of the Cancer Horizons podcast, Stilego speaks with CURE about the book she wrote in 2001 and how it has evolved, how to use information to make educated decisions, and how seeking several consultations can be helpful throughout this process.
I did a lot of research on breast reconstruction. So this was 2001. And I was just appalled at the information or the lack of information that was there. And breast reconstruction, and even in 1991, which I don't consider that long ago, I guess, 30 years. It doesn't seem that long. But it's not like it is now. There's so many options. And at that time, there weren't very many surgeons who were doing natural tissue reconstruction. So I had implants at the time, and I had expanders and implants, and I had, really nothing but problems with them. So at the time, I was a business writer. I was a business and food writer, and I didn't have health writing anywhere near my radar. It was just not something that I've always been interested and intrigued by different health issues of people and science, but I've never really thought about writing about it. So this gave me an abrupt turn into health writing, because I thought I need to share this information that I've researched. I need to tell women. And even then, even that short a time ago, 3 decades, women really weren't talking about it very openly. We didn't have message boards like we do now, and podcasts and all those things. So I just felt I need to share what I've found out and let women know what the journey is like. And that prompted me to write the first edition of the book, at that time it was the Breast Reconstruction Guidebook. And here we are with the fifth edition. It's been in print for 21 years. Breast reconstruction, like most things in health, is an evolving thing. It's organic, it's growing. Some surgeons devote their practice to that. There are new procedures, there are new protocols for surgery, for recovery. We have ERAS, which has completely changed how it's enhanced recovery after surgery, how surgeons approach the patient experience during surgery and after. Some of these techniques are vastly, I wouldn't even say improved, they are vastly different than they were even 10 years ago. So the last issue of this book was 2017. And so I wrote this book in last year. And in 5 years, there's so many things that have changed. As I said, protocols, a lot of the book is the same. It's the emotional journey, as well as the physical journey, what you can expect in the hospital. A lot of those things are different, what you can expect in recovery. There are a lot of new products to help women, things to hold their surgical drains, and those things all evolve. And I like to cram as much of those things in the book For people. So there are a lot of new things. There are a lot of things about 3D nipple tattooing, for example, a lot more muscle sparing natural tissue reconstruction rather than muscle sacrificing, a lot of advanced procedures rather than the more traditional ones. My whole goal in this book since 2001 for the first edition has always been to give women and men a comprehensive and objective guide to what their options are. I'm not pushing breast reconstruction. I'm not recommending people do one thing or the other. What I want women to know is what their options are, so, and give them information so that they can make their own decisions. The book has three or four chapters on mastectomy. It's because you can't talk about breast reconstruction unless you discuss mastectomy, because mastectomy has a great deal of influence on how someone's reconstruction is done. They're very passionate people who are passionate about not going flat and people who are passionate about going flat. But in my mind, it's an individual decision. And so there is an entire chapter in the mastectomy section about going flat and what that means. And so I just think it's important because it is an option that women should know about. And it's the right option for a lot of women. It isn't for others, but you know, we should all make our own choices. But hopefully this book will help women make the choices that are best for them, because there's a lot of information available online, but not all of it is really accurate. Some of it is one-sided. So I'm just trying to give people an objective load of information. Some people have said overload, so that they can make their best decision, whatever is best for them. It's not unique to breast reconstruction or mastectomy. I think in a lot of cases when patients have surgery, and it's something that is uniquely tied to your persona. I mean, as women, our breasts are, you know, they're more than just blobs on our chest. You know, we breastfeed, they're very important to us. And so we're emotionally tied to them. And I think that that is one area where we could get better information and better support from the medical community, is that I don't think in a lot of cases that women who are going to have mastectomy and or breast reconstruction are really properly prepared for what it's going to be like emotionally. I think we're getting better at that. A lot of breast centers have mental support, health, and nurses who can talk about that. But I think a lot of times people aren't prepared for that. And I think also the opposite is true, is that it's so frightening and so confusing, and so it just takes over your life, that I think sometimes women don't think that there's any light at the end of the tunnel. So I think it's important. It's a two-way street. It's important to know about it. If you know what to expect or what could happen or what your expectations should be, for example, sometimes things are worse in our head than they really are. Sometimes we're totally not prepared for it, and so they aren't worse. So it's just like anything else. Information is power. I think by knowing about it, there's two sides to breast reconstruction, mastectomy. One is physical, no question, but you can't get away from the fact that there is a very personal, very emotional side of it as well. Anyone who is approaching mastectomy, unless they have some very definite reasons for not doing reconstruction, if they, for example, some women just say, I don't want to go through any more surgery. I don't want to face any more recovery. I don't care about my breasts. I don't care if I have new breasts. Some women who have very small breasts and have mastectomy say it's not a big deal. I'm fine being flat. In that case, that's fine. But for everybody else, I would say the advice I would give is learn as much as you can about what your options are and what the benefits and the limitations of each one of those are. You know, a lot of women think they don't want reconstruction, or they don't know if they do. Then once they learn about what the options are, what it's going to entail, what recovery is going to be like, what potential problems might crop up, then they think, well, I didn't realize I could do that. So I do want to do that. Or they also might think, I didn't realize I don't want to do it. So it's not an issue of learning about it to get you to have breast reconstruction. It's an idea that you learn as much as you can so you have the information to decide, I do want to do it or I don't want to do it. And a lot of women decide, I just emotionally am not in a place. Mastectomy is all I can handle. A lot of women are going through chemo. They might have other issues. They have kids at home. They don't want to take the time off. And sometimes they decide down the road, you can have reconstruction, you know, months or years, anytime after mastectomy. Sometimes it's just not the right time for women. So the advice, boil it down, the advice I'd give is just learn, get, it's hard when you're so emotional about something to think I have to learn new terms, I have to look up this and that. And that's why hopefully having all this information in one spot will help them make a decision.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cancer Horizons podcast or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cancer Horizons podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. Find us on Facebook at Cure Today, on X at Cure_Today, and Instagram at Cure Today.